Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I just found out my married son had an affair, and the woman may be pregnant.
I breastfed all my children at the same time. I also breastfed my husband.
What? And then all of a sudden, a thought creeps into my head. What if I teleport to the roof?
You guys want
to
talk about boobs for a quick second?
So, ladies and gentlemen, the very, very first time in this studio, we have, looking at me right now, Marquesa Scalia. Marky.
Say hi.
Okay. We're going to move on.
I am not friend of. I am not housewife, maybe. I am housewife.
I just don't see a reason for me to listen to your podcast.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Needless to say, we wind up having sex. Whoa!
I think my life without television would have been drastically different.
Sex in a car is probably something you're not that great at.
I was great at that, actually.
Rich Wakili is not hairy.
I will say this. No one gets more unsolicited drinks thrown at them than Al.
Lauren Scalia is my Venmo if you guys want to send me some money.
Chris Manzoli, as usual, nothing changed there.
Having you on the show was a mistake.
Here's my thought. I just had an idea, but I forgot it.
The dating life in general should have just straight up contracts. Should be like sports.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, we're here. Mom's here.
Hi.
I like when Mom's here.
And I like to be here.
And Candace is here.
Hi.
Candace has returned. Is this your second or third time?
It's my third. I don't know if the second actually played because I remember you saying it was a disaster. Those were your words.
No, I think I aired it. I think you guys were just mean to me.
Right. Well, that, yeah.
You and Lauren. Episodes. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's pretty exactly what had happened.
I thought about it, though. I'm not going to be mean today at all.
Well, Lauren's not here.
Right. She is the one who really is mean. I just egg her on.
She's the catalyst.
Yeah. Mm. Always.
Well, that's good. I'm glad we have that established. All really good news there. So we've got a couple of things happening. First of all, this is the first Dear Albie that we're doing after the mighty popular Dear Don series has just dropped, the special.
Did it do well?
Yeah. You having fun with it?
I enjoy it. Yeah, sure. It's easy. It's something that I get a kick out of. I love to hear the stories. Some stories blow my mind. Some make me cry. Some make me laugh. So it's cool. It's all good.
There have been a waterfall, I would say. That is the word I would use to describe what has been going on. We have had a ton of questions.
All right.
Do you like being there just yourself, a little solo action? Or?
Yeah, because it's the kind of thing they're asking me a question. I'm answering it, and this way I don't have to be distracted at all. I look at it. I think about it.
Well, you know what as I'm sitting here listening to you, you know what it reminds me of?
What?
You know those radio stations at night where it's like, thank you for listening to
Delilah.
Yeah, that's the voice you have right now.
She definitely has a little bit of that voice, 100%.
I was once told back in the day out in TV land when we were sent to L.A. on meetings, and one of the women sat there and looked at me. She goes, you have the most soothing voice.
Yeah, I'm very calm.
Yeah,
I am calm.
And I always hated my voice, but now look at that. It's soothing people.
It's soothing me right now.
There you go. Soothed. Who knew?
I feel soothed.
Good.
So, I got you guys here. Candace especially. Candace, I requested for this. Number one, a lot of people actually, they've been asking for you
it
back.
It excites me.
They've been asking for you. They've been asking for Lily and Christine.
Yeah, I believe it. Christine's entertaining.
Yeah, Christine, I reached out to today actually as well. But the big thing is today, we you know, with October being here and all, we want to get into the festive mood. And you guys especially, I look at as two people that have, for whatever reason, seem to have some type of a connection with the beyond.
Well, I'll tell you who has the biggest connection with the beyond that she's not here is your rotten sister.
Well, so this is where I want to start. Real quick. So we wanted to have, so this is actually a perfect little segue. We wanted to have an episode of just ghost stories, people writing in ghost stories, this, that, the other, okay? And we have a ton between you and Candace, right? But something, what kicked this off, if you want to give our listeners some background, tell them what happened with Lauren about a week ago.
Lauren was in the salon. Were you there when it happened?
She showed me, and she hasn't, obviously hasn't stopped talking about
it. Well, you know of the person, though.
We all know who it is.
Okay. Do you seem a little bit like,
No, because I happen to think, first of all, that it's extremely true. We all know that we have issues with, I don't want to say ghosts, because I don't think they're bad.
Spirits.
Spirits.
Define
spirits.
Issues.
We've had many experiences over the course of our lives, meaning our family, where we know that there is a spirit in this.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
What do you mean, say this. In this, what do you mean by this?
In this home.
This home in particular, yes.
Right.
But I remember an exact moment when these things started to happen. A moment which I will never forgive you for.
Yes.
Are you going to go
of
to the
course,
same thing?
Because
me and you have never talked about this.
Right, but we all know what it is.
I have traced this back. I was around 6 or 7 years old.
You were young.
And we were in the old house, and you psychos brought a Ouija board into the house.
And I blame my father.
Yes.
Primarily.
No, that is totally your father's fault.
Right. He's the one who did it, and then he made a big deal about it. And then I remember driving around in the car, and he made us throw it out in a park garbage can because he didn't want to throw it out in any of our garbage cans.
Well, I made, then when we moved to Franklin Lakes, you kids decided that you were going to Ouija.
Yes, we
recall.
Decided to bring it back.
Yes, and I said, not in my house. No, no, no.
I don't recall
participating
in that.
You buried it in the woods and we dug it up.
Right. We did it anyway.
The Ouija thing. I remember you guys doing it. I don't remember participating. But my point is, this all has a moment, right?
Right.
But I don't want to go too far off track. So since that moment, there have been a variety of really crazy stories that have happened to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do this a couple of different times because I wanted to have Lauren in here. But Lauren's thing really jacked my head up. And that's what started all of this. So, Mom, I didn't know there was something that happened at the salon. But
she showed me the video.
At the salon. What video?
There's a video.
Oh, you
I
don't
saw
know
that.
About a video.
Well,
there's
talk
a
about
video?
The, talk about the first
oh,
thing. Let's
I didn't
talk
know
about
you
the,
didn't know about the video.
No, there's a video. Talk about the first thing. Because that happens before the video, and then can you jump in with the video? So, Mom, go
Look
ahead.
At her. She's very concerned.
Yeah,
about
she
the
is.
Video.
Lauren was working, and one of her stylists had a client, and Lauren decided, out of nowhere, she always assists her girls in washing and putting on collar, things like that. And her stylist didn't need help, but Lauren just said, "You know what? Let me put the color on for the woman." Whatever the case was. She said, "Ma, I don't know what made me do it. I just said, let me go do this to this client." So as she's putting the color onto the woman looks at Lauren and says, "Do you believe in spirits and the afterlife?" And Lauren said, "Yes, I do." She said, "Well, I don't mean to scare you." She goes, "Generally, I am a medium," she said, "and I haven't done
anything." Like size?
Yeah.
By the way, this is not
I didn't
story.
Know this story at all.
This
what
is
it?
Not the
That's,
story
I was talking
or
about,
the video.
Yeah, this is totally jacked up. What?
All right, this story is better.
So go ahead.
Let's go with this one.
So anyway, she said to her, "You know, I don't do it anymore because I have children and the spirits sometimes come and like I'm with my kids and it freaks me out a little bit." So she said, "Are you comfortable if I say something to you?" And Lauren said, "Sure, what do you got?" And she said, "You've got a spirit around you." And Lauren goes, "Really?" She said, "Yes, it's a male." She said, "And it just follows you wherever you go. And every time I see you, that male is present right behind you and just looking at you and beaming with the biggest smile on." So Lauren says, "Well, what does he look like?" She goes, "I really can't get a good clear picture because all the blow dryers and everything were going." She says, "But he has facial hair." So Lauren said, "I don't know who that could be."
Was it Vito?
I was just going to say, is it Vito?
So she said, "You know, I kind of think my grandfather." She goes, "But I don't think my grandfather had facial hair." So she goes with that and she says, "He's showing me a little girl with a long brown hair up in a ponytail. Looks like they're playing with Jax. They're bouncing something and swooping it up, bouncing something, swooping up on steps with homes very close together." So Lauren calls me. She goes, "Mom, you know, who do you think that is?" I said, "Lauren, that's me."
I was just going to say, that has to be you from New York.
From when I was a child.
Yeah.
And she goes, "What do you mean?" I says, "When I was young, I had my natural hair color was dark brown. And I always wore it in a ponytail. My hair was always very long. And I used to play with a Spalding ball all the time. And I used to throw it between the cracks on the steps. Because I lived in Queens. And then my uncle and aunt has a place in Brooklyn. I used to go to Brooklyn all the time and throw the ball against the wall The woman said, it looks like she's playing jacks. I said, no, the way I would scoop the ball up, because it was so fast, was I used to go like, and I thought I was so cool.
Right.
I said, that person's referring to me. So then the woman said, he keeps referring to a piece of jewelry with red stones. Piece of jewelry with red stones. So Lauren goes, well, why? She goes, he's trying to validate who he is in your life. So Lauren goes, it doesn't ring a bell, doesn't ring a bell. So she called me up. She goes, Mom, does any of this, and then having problems with his feet. He had a problem with his feet. So Lauren goes, I don't know. So she calls me, and she goes, did Grandpa have problems with his feet? I says, yes, he had diabetes, and he had problems with his feet. And she goes, she's talking about a piece of jewelry, a gold piece of jewelry with red stones. Do you know what they're talking about? I said, the day Grandpa died was my birthday. I said, and Daddy went out and got my gift for me that was being made. And he took the time out of all the craziness to go pick up the gift. And it was a gold ring with red stones.
Ooh.
This is messed up.
Yeah.
So that's the story.
So
she said, does he have anything else to say? She said, there's too many blow dryers and everything going on. She goes, yeah, but Grandpa didn't have a beard, a facial hair. Grandpa had a mustache and a beard. And she didn't know that. So that's my story with Lauren. Now, what's your story? I didn't
see,
hear
now
about
my story
that.
Is not yours.
I thought we were talking about the Markey thing.
Oh, see, I don't know that story. My story is not Markey
with the attic.
Oh, see?
Oh,
again,
Markey with the
not
attic.
But
that's
the
this
story.
Is where I was going.
We have three separate stories, yeah. Folks. This is the yeah. third story.
Two out of the three are with Lauren. And
mine
Lauren
is
claims,
with Lauren as well.
Lauren claims to see the ghosts as well.
Well, you know. Mm. I mean, all right.
Okay.
We'll see.
Well, I don't know, because she, you know.
So, I mean, honestly, first of all, this threw me for a loop and a half. And we have questions. We have stories from the mailbag, not the beyond the mailbag, drwmailbag@gmail.com. It's there. Anybody from the beyond, if you can rate, subscribe also, we'll take, you know, living, you know.
Right.
You
oh,
know,
I just remembered another posting. Story. Keep it in my head.
Whole thing is where I wanted to kick this thing off, right? I think that, you know, obviously older human beings capable of making shit up. Let's call it what it is, okay? The Markey story really, really messed with my head.
Well, they say that children see spirits. Children,
they do.
We're driving everybody at home nuts right now. We're giving them no context. Right. Candace has no idea what we're talking about.
No.
So the Lauren story is about 2 weeks ago, a week ago,
right.
Somewhere in there. Markey wakes up screaming at around 2:30 in the morning.
From a sound asleep.
With no problems, okay? Gets up out of bed, points to the ceiling, and starts screaming, attic.
And now Lauren and Vito are going, what's wrong? What's wrong? And she's pointing and she's going, attic, attic. Now,
first of all, she definitely does not know the word attic.
Attic.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So now, Lauren says to Vito, go see if there's anything, you know, amiss outside. So Vito goes down the kitchen. He goes, everything's fine. Everything's fine. And she's screaming, attic, attic. And she's trying to walk towards the attic.
Oh, my God. Is Markey possessed? Do we have to get rid of Markey?
God forbid. So now, the next morning, she finally gets back to sleep. And the next morning, Lauren decides to test her. And this kind of gives me a little bit of peace knowing this. Because if she didn't, I would freak out. She said to Markey, Markey, show Mommy, where's the attic? And Markey walked over to the set of stairs by the attic and pointed up.
Okay, yeah, so
no,
she
thank
does...
you. Yeah, but it's not like saying where's like the stove or where's
the
refrigerator.
Yeah, like attic is weird. I don't think
yeah,
Gabriel
would
know.
Yeah, but like when Vito's bringing stuff down from the attic or going, like, for instance, they
Did
were
he
just
access
clean.
It?
Yes. She was trying to pull down the string to the attic.
No, no, thank you.
So
no.
The other day, Lauren was cleaning out Markey's closet, and she had Vito bringing all the clothes that
okay,
were in the,
so the attic has been...
Like, bring it up in the attic. Bring it, so it was fairly new. So she could have retained that.
Okay, all right. Well, thank God, because otherwise that would have been really, really weird.
But hearing that really messed my head up, because it's one thing for, like, somebody to say, oh, man, you know, like, you know, this is what happened, and it was and you really just make up a story, okay? Markey screaming a word like attic,
right.
Okay? If she said basement,
yeah,
I'd get it.
Not as
okay?
weird.
Bed, and was pointing underneath the bed, I would understand. The attic thing really jacked my head up. And then now Lauren... is on this whole thing that the house is haunted, which brings us to the video.
Okay, now the video. Now, you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
Okay. So Lauren was showing us that she has the nest or whatever ring outside the door. And all is well. It is not raining. It is not windy. It is nothing. It is just normal. Now, you know how she has that stake? We all have the stake, the Mackenzie Child stake in front of the house. Like, yeah. We all have the same one.
Right.
Now, you know that thing's in there. She's had it in there since the day she moved. We know Lauren does not redecorate.
Right.
That thing has not moved since day one. Withstood storms, everything.
Right. Same.
Literally watching the video, and all of a sudden, it was like, down. So now when I saw it, I don't think much of it. I'm like, who cares? It fell. But then I went and I thought about it, and I'm like, that's really difficult to let fall. Think about yours. Think about what they've withstood.
Well, mine has went through Hurricane Sandy
mine
and survived.
Too. I've never, nothing happens to mine. And now in conjunction with these stories, now, it, you know, I told her she was exaggerating. Who cares? Then I thought about it. I was like, eh, maybe not, but whatever. I'm not going to tell her. Now, in conjunction with these things, I'm like, oh, shit. Something's going on in Lauren's house, too. Now, we know something's going on here in this house.
It's a friendly ghost, though.
The friendly ghost. We're not afraid of it. We've all discussed this over the years.
Right.
But the ghost is definitely over there, too.
Right.
Definitely. I mean, are there ghost rules? First of all, I mean, the main question, the reason we're doing this, number one, is, you know, do you believe in ghosts, right?
Oh, without a question.
So you guys are on board here with the Bolivian ghost thing. Okay. Now, with all of that, there are a lot of things that, you know, Lauren presented the first piece of, like, the video thing, I got to be honest with you, is a little weird because I seen the thing that she's talking about tip over, like.
It's staked into the ground.
It's wrought iron. It is a wrought iron stake that is dug into the ground.
And like, it's not like it was a big. When I pull on it,
and you know what's weird is, like, there's nothing else around it that's, like,
possibly going to let it fall.
Even showing that's, like, it's not like, like, you see everything swishing around.
Right.
You know what I mean? This isn't like the Wizard of Oz or some stuff. It just looks like somebody pushes the thing over. It's like as if somebody walked up and just pushed it over. A little weird.
Right.
Okay? Definitely a little weird. But, you know, there are a lot of different stories that we even hit you guys up to tell. It seems like the major consensus is of all the things that we've ever talked about, okay, we got overloaded with this stuff. Like, nailed from every direction. We have ghost strippers. We have our first ghost stripper.
Oh, I have somebody that we can access that would be amazing. She is a ghost hunter, and she is real, and she comes into my store. She's a friend of mine. We talk. I think I've spoken about this last time when the weird phone text thing happened with my cousin years ago. I hit her up, and I said, Carla, you got to, like, help me out and come to, you know, the house, and she's willing to do it. And I'm almost thinking, wouldn't that be cool if we had her come here and talk to our spirit?
Why my house? Send them Lauren's confirmation.
I think we sent to Lauren.
You have the spirit.
No, I think we're good here.
I don't need confirmation.
No,
thank you. Listen, I just like, hey, you might be here. Love you. Don't want us. Because that's what they say with ghosts. You have to say, you know, I appreciate you and everything, but please, I don't want to see you. And they listen. Apparently, they listen.
So to that end, okay, we've got a couple of stories that, you know, we kind of threw that out there. How did other people deal with this stuff? Here we go. We've got somebody. This is from Instagram. It's on the Dear Albie Instagram. And it said, Dear Albie, a bad spirit followed me home from Gauld. This is, I guess, we have an Australian ghost, a down under ghost, a down under spirit.
Look at that.
A bad spirit followed me home from Gaul, from a Gaul visit.
Gaul.
At the old Marylebone, G-A-O-L. Marylebone Gaul? G-A-O-L? Yeah. How do you say that?
Gaul.
Gaul. How do we keep running into this problem?
Gaul. Australia might have different words.
What would they say?
Well, do me a favor. Can't Google this while we're doing this. Ready? A bad spirit followed me home from a Gaul visit at the old Melbourne Gaul called Pentridge.
G-A-U-L?
It's a G-A-O-L.
Good.
It's a scary place with a wicked history, but the spirit was just lonely and wanted to feel closeness. I eventually had a standoff late at night in the hallway of my house. Please leave me alone. You are not welcome.
That's
this was chanted maybe 10 times without me moving an inch. I felt the spirit leave almost immediately. Hey, he brought a strange energy to my house, but I think I got lucky in the end.
That's what they say. They say that if you encounter something like that and you're afraid, you're to say, please leave me alone. Please. And
is a jail, everybody.
Oh, what are you doing at the jail? What are you doing there?
Well, they apparently there are these haunted jails, which I've known because of Carla.
Yeah, we went.
We went.
Oh, yeah. And
yeah, they can follow you home, especially if they, like, you know, feel that energy from you. They can and they will follow you home, and you do have to do that crazy chant, and it's, apparently it works. But I think that this whole thing is giving me the vibes, the Ouija vibes from that time.
Get the hell out of here. Don't you even think about bringing Ouija.
I wouldn't be opposed.
Not here. We ain't doing it here. Do it in your house.
No, no, no.
All right, big shot.
No, no, no.
Big shot.
You're
getting the vibe. I'm getting the feel. Put it in your house.
Listen, this is exactly what happened last time. It took a little while to convince everybody, but eventually.
We did it in Franny's house.
No, we did it here. We did it here. I remember, and I remember it moving, and I remember you freaking out because you were like, we just got rid of the last one. But I don't know. I'm kind of about it.
No, not here. Do it in somebody else's house.
But I think, if anything,
all right, we'll do it at Lauren's. Lauren lets anything happen
over
there.
You know, maybe we get like a twofer. Maybe we find somebody that's a ghost hunter that also professionally cuddles, because we have somebody to professionally cuddle Chris, but we have an injury of all things on Christopher that's holding up the professional cuddler stuff. I don't know if you're up to date on this, Candace, but... we are setting the appointment to have Christopher get professionally cuddled.
Okay.
We're getting to the bottom of that. Uh-huh. Maybe what we'll do is we'll do like a seance / professional cuddling.
Well, I could get the ghost hunter. And we could get, she has the equipment and all.
Don't you dare.
What, don't you
dare?
Bring
it to Lauren's.
Lauren's. It's a free-for-all.
Do it at Lauren's.
Yeah.
Your sister's here all the time because Vito works late and she's afraid to go home. Now you think I'm going to have her know that there's a ghost in her house?
No. I think we're evicting.
Are we not?
We're asking the ghost to leave.
What if it's a nice ghost? We might want the ghost to stay. It could be protected.
My ghost is a friendly ghost.
Define nice ghost.
All right, like your ghost.
Yeah.
Which you definitely have.
My ghost is a friendly ghost.
Why do you think the ghost is friendly?
First of all, we've seen it many times throughout the years. Remember Gabriel actually saw it?
No.
Remember we saw it. Like he said there was a man at the top of the stairs. Don't you remember that?
I remember Jacqueline telling me there was a man at the top of the stairs, and my cleaning lady told me there was a man at the top of the stairs.
Gabriel said there's a man on the top of the stairs, and we all freaked out. I think it was during the hurricane. No, it was when, remember, it snowed a lot, and we had to stay here for 3 days because of the generator. He saw it at the top of the stairs, so there is a ghost here. We've all established that. So
and they all
know
say
it's friendly.
The same spot. All the same spot.
Yeah, like what are the chances? So we know it's here. We know it's friendly. It's been living here the whole time. So why can't we just...
Because I don't want to know for sure. I'll be afraid. I'll be terrified.
But if it's a friendly ghost, what do you care?
Because it's just like, you know.
I think it's something that has to be. Would you rather live with a possibly angry ghost?
Here's the thing. Don't put that juju out there.
This is a happy ghost.
Don't be putting that juju out there. Suppose it's not the ghost that I think it is. Then I'm going to be totally freaked the hell out.
What if you had an experience like this? This is another one from the Instagram. Okay, this came from Smiles in Spanish. Big fan of the show. Always here for the smiles.
Thanks.
I used to bartend at a strip club during college. There was a bathroom designated to the VIP area where I would go during my shifts. I opened the door one night and saw a woman standing in front of the mirror checking her makeup. I apologized to close the door. I waited for a good 10 minutes before deciding to knock. No answer. I opened the door again. There was nobody there. The place was a funeral home years earlier, and that's that. Stripper ghost.
I just got, like, nauseous from that.
As
did he leave the door? Did he
leave? No, she did not leave the door. And I trust Smiles. She writes in all the time.
I love ghost stories. I get freaked out. I'll be scared tonight, but
I have to do laundry.
You'll
be fine. Well, here we got another one here.
And now is it about laundry?
The ghost is by those stairs by the laundry.
But
that
clearly,
is where it lives.
But hold on. They're clearly seeing someone, right? So watch this. Another one off the Dear Albie Instagram. Dear Albie, yes, I believe in ghosts 100%. The first was when I was 5. I was out with my mom. British ghost, it appears. I was out with my mom, and she stopped by a bus stop to talk to a friend. I remember stroking a lovely dog who sat there with an old man. As we walked away, my mom asked me what I was doing. I said, stroking the dog. She probably said it like, stroking the dog.
Stroking the dog.
Yeah.
And she said, what dog? There wasn't one.
Stop. No. I don't believe it.
Children
Who is
and
it?
Pets.
I don't believe it.
They say that children and
she
pets
was five.
See ghosts.
She was 5.
Because they're innocent.
But now this is a ghost pet.
A ghost dog. I draw
the
line.
The old man died.
I draw
the dog. Why?
The
Why?
Line.
The old man
is
dead.
One other thing. It doesn't say anything about the man being there or not. We're going to need you to write in on that. We got to respond on that.
Yeah.
And just see if the man was still there. Because if the man disappeared, oh boy.
I'm feeling it with the old man and the dog were both ghosts.
I'll tell you right now. I draw the line at ghost pets. I believe in ghosts fully. Ghost pets. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
A spirit is a spirit. A spirit is a spirit.
I've heard it, but I guess. I don't know.
A spirit is a spirit.
I guess so.
Well, they don't deserve it, our four-legged friends.
Right. And then, you know what? As I'm sitting here thinking, I remember somebody telling me a story about they felt like their animal that died was in the room with them after it died.
Was it Franny?
No. If it, okay. Then I wouldn't
believe it if it was Franny.
So I remember the story, but I don't remember who told it. But I guess it isn't out of the question. It's pretty, I don't know.
I suppose spirit, yeah, I mean, I suppose, you know, a spirit is a spirit. You could be a ghost dog. But I mean, you know, where do you draw the line? I mean, if you're, you know, if there are people that are ghost hunters, their only job then at that point, like, you don't want to send somebody to, like, a house that you feel is haunted just to confirm it's haunted. What's the use of that?
Well, then what do you do when you find out it's haunted? Do you do an exorcism?
Well, no, I know exactly
what you do. What do you do?
When you find out it's haunted, what this woman does is she goes there with her equipment. She has all different kinds of equipment. And they wait, and they have all these special lights and cameras and things like that to catch the activity of the ghost. And they like to be able to tell, is it a good ghost? They like to find out why it's there.
Not my house.
All right, let me ask you a question. You have somebody come in.
Do not disturb the ghost that's here.
Hang on.
He's happily. We're not doing that. We're 20 years happily.
Listen, we're not doing that.
Let it go.
Not everything's always about you, Don.
It is. We might.
Well, hold on.
It's my house.
Now, if we went somewhere else, right, and we did this ghost hunter thing, let's say at yours or Lauren's, right?
Right.
You go down there, the hunter comes, confirms that there's a ghost presence.
Right.
But it is a friendly ghost.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Nothing. She says, you know, you have nothing to worry about. This is a friendly ghost.
Does the ghost get disturbed?
No.
Does the ghost have ghost friends? Do ghosts see other ghosts?
That's a great question. I mean, that's a question you're going to have to ask a ghost.
Does that open the door for other ghosts to try
that's
and come
saying.
Through?
No. If you are now are allowing your friendly ghost to stay, are they going to say, hey, my landlord's cool,
good
come
spot.
By?
Usually,
good spot.
The way that it's been described to me is you find out why the ghost is there. And then once you figure out why the ghost is there, you could decide, do you want this ghost to leave? And that's when you do your little chant that we talked about earlier. And if you don't mind it staying because you find that it's a ghost that's protecting you, which is the case a lot of the time, you just leave it be.
What if you piss the ghost off?
Can a good ghost go bad?
Right.
By you maybe, like you know what I mean?
Why are you in my space?
Yeah. Can you turn a ghost?
Right.
I don't know. That's a question. That is a question for a professional.
Okay.
But from what I've heard, it's all good.
Let me ask you this. Okay. I feel like, you know, we should do a couple of things. In the event of, God forbid, a million times, okay, any of our timely demise, maybe we work out a little bit of a signal, what we would do if we are ghosts.
Okay.
So, like, what would you do, Mom? Where, first of all, if you had to pick a spot in the house, where would you pick?
You'd
where
be
I'd
in
be
the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen, in my corner.
You'd probably be in the corner, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you going to do to give me a heads up that you're there?
I'm trying to think of what you would do.
For you,
mm-hmm.
If we have powers, you would smell garlic.
I was going to say it would be a garlic scent for the Aleluia.
That's nice. I don't want to think she's going to cry.
Yep.
But now, what do you think you are capable of going to the beyond? Can you be, can I go to the beyond and be a bad spirit?
Never.
I don't think I would.
No, I think you have to be something. You have to be a tortured soul.
Right.
Well, I mean.
I don't know. You'd be.
You wouldn't be a bad spirit.
I don't think you'd be a bad
I don't think
spirit.
So
I think
I'm
you'd be
kidding
a
around.
Maybe a confusing spirit.
Oh, thank you. That,
confusing.
That helps a lot, actually. Thank you so much. That makes you feel a lot better. So, what would your signal be, and where would you haunt?
I would leave the cheese open every time you know that somebody was in the cheese. I would haunt the fridge.
Okay.
Right around the fridge.
Yeah. Mm.
What do you think I should do? What should my signal be?
Your signal. Mm. Thank God.
What does Al do?
Well, no, Albie's constant. All he does is walk back and forth.
Yeah. I think you'd leave the bottle phone, of wine open. Uncork a wine bottle.
This is like, I'm throwing all kinds of personal problems into this. That's good. I'm drinking in the afterlife. I'll tell you what, I'll sign up for that right now.
Albie should uncork the bottle.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Albie's signal.
Or
like he's scrambled eggs, something, you know.
Maybe I leave my headphones around.
He's a creature of habit. He's always on the phone. Always talking.
Leave the phone over, out.
Yeah. I'd be like too busy to haunt you because a call would come
right.
in. That's
right.
That's like
he'd take the call outside.
Yeah. Yes.
And he walks back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there would be like tracks. Like
I would be the one in Lauren's salon. Tell her. And I'd be like, these fucking blow dryers, I can't get through. I'd be complaining about the blow dryers.
A confused ghost, like I said.
We got one long story in from the mailbag. This came from Catherine in Queens.
Catherine in Queens.
It's a long one.
Okay.
So, you're going to read it?
Yeah, that was the plan. Hit us up at dearalbiemailbag@gmail.com. Catherine said, Dear Albie, a family friend would always tell the story about the man in the hat, in quotes, in her house. Her husband grew up in a house and always saw a black figure like a shadow person in his house. He would always say that he stood near the top of their staircase. He wore a colonial style hat. Years later, my family friend got married and moved into her husband's childhood home with her children. Her daughter once asked who the man in the hat on the stairs was. My friend thought her husband told their daughter about the man, but she swore, but he swore he never did. Now I'm telling this because it sounds a little like a certain
I was going to say, man, okay? On the stairs.
Since then, many people have seen the man in the hat all over their home. Sometimes in the yard, sometimes on the stairs, sometimes in the kitchen doorway.
This one particular home or multiple homes?
This is the
homes?
Same home.
Okay.
That's where I saw him one night. He appeared as a shadow standing in the doorway. He had a clear three-point colonial-style hat. He appeared as I happened to glance by the kitchen. When I looked back, he slowly faded away. Just recently, someone posted an old photo of their house on Facebook. It looks just like it was taken in the 1920s, shortly after the house was built. When we zoomed in, standing in the upstairs window was the man in the hat.
I feel like I heard this story.
Oh, is that like a common
this
story?
This is a folklore.
A folklore.
I feel like I heard this story.
Is that a folklore?
A folklore.
Catherine Queens, story. It appears that you have been called out.
Yes.
So we're going to have to see the picture.
Yeah.
I want the picture. And I want the guy because you know what? I appreciate what you're doing here because you don't come to this show with any folklore.
Folklore.
When we're asking for ghost stories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like this is a folklore story. Catherine from Queens. I need proof.
I think we could do better than that. I'm telling you. I get my girl here. We will have stories.
Get the girl in your house. Why do you gotta bring her in my house?
All right, listen. Fine. She doesn't have to hunt here. Fine. But she's got some kick-ass stories.
She's going
to
bring her juju over here and all her freaking stories and all the ghosts are going to come.
Lauren has met her multiple times. You know what? Lauren has met her multiple times. I'm wondering if we could work. You know what?
Can I ask a question?
Me and Lauren, we'll handle this.
What could be better
than this?
No, than having her go to Lauren and Vito's house.
Right.
Search around for a ghost and have Vito be home.
Nothing. That would be the ultimate.
Okay.
All right, so fine. I'll do that.
That's what you do.
First of all, that will be hysterical.
Yes.
Picture how scared he will be.
Totally.
All right, I'm totally calling Carla.
Okay.
Carla?
For Lauren's house, not mine.
All right.
Thank you.
She's going to listen to this.
Yes.
And she will be there.
All right. So basically the plan is to, are we going to tell Lauren we're doing this?
I think we have to because, you know, us all barging over to Lauren's is going to be weird as it is.
Oh, but then I have the risk of her like living here practically because she's
It's kind of like we're right there. Yeah. We're right there anyway. True. It's fine.
True.
It's right there. So I think we go. We at least find out what's going on.
Mm.
And for all we know, what if she comes back with nothing?
Nothing.
And Lauren's just crazy. Being Lauren.
Right.
Well, look, I mean, the Markey thing to me, it just was very, it was just the type
very
of
Very telling.
Thing,
it was very telling.
You know, I was just very, yeah. I mean, like, I just kind of wanted to, I think any of us, like that, it doesn't come from an adult. And that was my whole thing because she clearly was like, freaked out by it. And I don't know, just for me, it just
and also
it was unsettling.
In Lauren's house, Markey was in the dining room and pointing to somebody and like talking. And nobody was there.
Oh, we're doing it. I'm gonna send a text. How about that?
Do it.
I'm gonna put this shit in stone.
You know what? Don't even do it in my house.
No, we're not gonna do it to your house.
Don't start the cycle while you're in my house.
Oh no, I'm gonna
start
it.
I'm
gonna do it. Listen, this ghost's not going anywhere. This ghost has got a bedroom.
Yeah.
He is here. We've all seen it. We hear it. You're fine. Mm. You should be happy that you have somebody here all the time watching out for you.
Yep, it's a good
Thank
ghost.
The ghost.
Thank you, ghost. I love you, but I don't want to see you.
Bottom line. All right, so we're gonna follow up with some of this. We owe the listeners a lot. We've got to do the professional cuddler. We're going to, I guess, do this whole...
Well, I just text her. It's on.
Okay, here we go.
We'll wait for the response.
We're going to know what the response is there. Bottom line, a lot happening. Some other updates for you guys. The year anniversary show, it looks like we are going to try and put together a live show. So we're going to ignore the fact that this show has been on for a year, because technically speaking, the year episode's right now. So congrats, guys. Thank you guys all for showing up.
Wow.
Look at that.
But
hey.
Happy 1 year.
Yeah, true story. But we're gonna do like a big, we're going to make it a bigger thing.
Cool.
Keep listening to Dear Don. Just so you guys know, now the show airs twice a week. One is just Mom Solo doing her thing. The other one is obviously the show that you guys have... been used to and all that. So keep hitting us up, dearalbummailbag@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, tell your friends. The t-shirts also are done.
They're cool.
They are cool.
I like them.
So we're dropping those soon. I've got to get, you know, just the final details. But we're really, really excited about that. We got to figure out how the hell we're going to sell them, which is cool. But I'm pretty sure we're gonna end up giving like a lot of them away.
Well, there'll be contests, correct?
So yeah, we're gonna end up doing that big time. So
and also for the Dear Don questions, you have to go to dearalbie@gmail.
you came on this show and screwed it up.
Guys, give it another shot. dearalbiemailbag@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. You're doing good.
That's for the Dear Don questions as well.
For the Delilah voice.
Mailbag. Every time we say the word mailbag, I don't know why. I get a dirty thought in my head immediately. I don't know why.
Pig.
Yeah. Oh, listen. Carla has responded.
Okay.
And she is in.
Okay.
She is in.
Not all right. Here. So we got to confirm this. We're going to have to do it somewhere.
We're going to do it by Lauren. I already told her. I already wrote by Lauren. We're doing a ghost. Lauren. I wrote Lauren has a ghost. We need to hunt it. So you're going to come to Lauren's. We're going to hunt the ghost, and then we're going to do a podcast on this show with our results.
Okay. That's fair enough. I mean, if Lauren's down, works for me.
Okay.
So we got a lot done here. A little bit of a different kind of a show, but hey, it's timely. It's seasonal. Okay. I'm glad we did this.
Right.
Seasonal. It's October.
True story.
Right.
Thank you guys for listening in.
It's been fun. Thanks.
You're the best
a lot.
As usual.
Thanks for having me.
Catch you later.
It's fun.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.